Now, welcome to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and welcome to the midday for the first time, Alyssa Lee Kulyonen.
Thank you.
She is here in Madison to perform with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra Friday night, 7:30, Capitol Theater. The great Scottish fantasy of Max Bruch, one of, I would think, a work that a violinist would have a wonderful time bringing to life. How did you come to play it for the first time?
Well, actually, it's a kind of a funny story because my my dear late teacher, Aaron Rosand, who, you know, played this piece magnificently, I mean, just incredibly, he had a performance with the Reading Symphony, and for some reason he had to cancel. This was many, many years ago, and I got a call from him saying, honey, I hope you're practicing because you're going to play the Bruch Scottish Fantasy in, I don't know what it was, a week, 2 weeks, and I had never learned the piece. So that was my first experience, but I got it together, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience with the late Sid Rothstein and the Reading Symphony. So it was a piece I had always wanted to play as a kid. You know,
well,
I would be on the school bus listening to it. I love this piece. So, yeah.
Well, you've played in over 100 cities in the course of your relatively short career. How many times have you played the Scottish Fantasy?
I believe this is actually only my third time playing it. That was the one I just mentioned was the first, and then I think I played it in Cincinnati a couple decades ago, and then I haven't played it since. Somehow it's not requested very often.
Is that how it usually comes about, that when you perform with an orchestra, they ask you to play a particular piece, or they presumably check out your repertoire and choose from it?
I think it differs. Often it does go like that. They have a certain idea of programming in mind for their season, and also the program itself for the evening. So often it goes like that. But sometimes, you know, when I know the conductor and we've talked about a piece we would like to work on together, you know, we try to make that happen. So there are many different ways. But more often than not, especially lately, it seems to be that, you know, they come to us, or my manager, with an idea of their program and ask if I can perform a certain work.
So how are you going to approach the Scottish Fantasy Friday night with all those great Scottish tunes worked in?
Oh, it's exhilarating to play. I'm so excited to perform it again and to work with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And we've worked together a couple times in the past, and it's been a very, very long time since. It's the piece is definitely not without its challenges violinistically, you know, to sustain from beginning to end in a way that, you know, there's nowhere to hide in this piece, and there's no way to accept it not being, you know, the way you want it to be. It has to be, you know, there's no kind of way to sort of hide behind a passage where you don't want, you think that you can get away with something. There's nowhere to get away with anything, basically. So it's challenging, but it's so incredibly rewarding. And, you know, it has an emotional range. It has everything. It has, you know, the beauty and atmospheric quality to it, and also very virtuosic. So, you know, I think it'll be thrilling to play it here this week.
And thrilling to hear it Friday night with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. We have a couple of smaller pieces of yours at hand, and one of them is Nathan Milstein's arrangement for violin and piano of a nocturne by Chopin. What is the story behind that?
Well, Milstein wrote a number of transcriptions for violin from a number of works, but he, I think, was very captivated with piano works and the Chopin nocturne, this one in particular, and he recorded it. And it's just gorgeous. His recording of this is just like none other. But another piece that I had always wanted to play, so when I made this album, it was one of the first that came to mind.
Thank you.
That was Nathan Milstein's arrangement for violin and piano of Chopin's Nocturne No. 20 in C-sharp minor. The pianist was Robert Koenig, and the violinist, my guest today during the midday, Alyssa Lee Kaljonen. Well, let's talk about corn gold. Fascinating topic. One of those child prodigies who, if he had an opera performed in Berlin at the age of 11, things like that, but also, I suppose you could say very inspirational for composers as far removed as John Williams. A lot of John Williams seems to come from Corn Gold, but that's a wonderful violin concerto that you have recorded. What is your approach to that?
Well, I've really enjoyed playing the Corn Gold over the years. Actually, I have not recorded it, but there's a live performance that I think you might have. It was written, I believe, in 1945. And it's definitely, I can understand why the John Williams analogy, because it's very, very Hollywood, you know. Who was it, someone that said that perhaps is it more corn than gold? but
it's
truly.
There's a lot of gold in it for him, I'm sure.
I mean, some of it sounds straight out of E.T. It's really amazing.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, another truly exhilarating and fun piece to play. And, you know, when I had my first opportunity to work on it, I just had so much fun, you know, discovering the piece. And there were a number of years where I played it, you know, truly a lot. And somehow it's not something that is requested too often either, still. Even so, more now than it was back then. But it's been a true pleasure every time I've played this piece. It's so fun, so fun.
And here's the finale. Thank you. Live performance, after which there was quite a bit of understandable applause. That was the finale to Korngold's Violin Concerto with my guest for the midday today, Alyssa Lee Kuljonen, as the soloist, the nimble, dramatic soloist. A fantastic performance of a fantastic concerto, which we should all hear more often.
Thank you.
And she'll be playing the Scottish Fantasy with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra this Friday night, 7:30, Capitol Theater in Madison. Also on that program, by the way, some Americana, which is to say there's the Florence Price Symphony No. 1, and is it the Mendelssohn Hebrides Overture on there too? Right, which is another wonderful piece. We'll go back to this violin-piano combination of yours, which is from a Dorian CD that you put out
a
few years ago.
Yes.
And you have this charming little miniature by Edward Elgar, Salute d'Amour. Was that one that you chose? How did you decide?
Yeah, my husband and I actually, it was shortly after we got married, we're talking about, because I was, you know, offered the opportunity to play to make the CD, and we were like, okay, what should I put on it? What should we call it? And we were at a bar, and he was like, call it Heartbreak. I was like, you're kidding me, Heartbreak.
That would sell.
But it somehow worked with all the pieces that we thought up. And so this was one that came to our minds that night. Definitely the Chopin was one, and the Elgar was very high on my list because it just sort of suits the ambiente, you know, of Heartbreak. Salute d'amour, you know.
But
how much more heartbreak can you get?
That is so true. And again, the pianist here is Robert Koenig.
Thank you.
Salute to More, Salute to Love, one of the miniatures of Edward Elgar, as performed on her Dorian CD by my guest, Alyssa Lee Kuljonen, who is quite the virtuoso violinist. That miniature must be relatively vacation for a violinist who can also play the Korngold and the Scottish Fantasy. Just relatively fun and easy, or no?
I mean, in some ways, but I think that every piece has its own interesting challenges, and sometimes the more simplistic it sounds, sometimes I find it to be more challenging in many, you know, ways, you know, very exposed and very intricate and often played so much, you know, by so many violinists that you want to bring your own interpretation into it, so not to get too, you know, influenced or...
3 minutes to accomplish all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly, but it's certainly wonderful to play these pieces.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the Midday today, Alyssa Lee Kuljonen, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy your performance of the Scottish Fantasy.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm thinking you'll enjoy it, too.
I think I will. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Friday night with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.